Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Have you ever heard the stories about when Jerry Krause's back would go out?
I experienced it. This is one of those things when you're immature and you don't know better, people make fun of him.
Well, because Michael set the tone. Yes. Michael made, like, this is what we do.
Yeah, I fell in line. But I just remember my rookie year. I go play out in the L.A. Summer League. Jerry's there at Loyola Marymount. I was down in the lobby, had just finished having breakfast, and Mark File walks by with, well, let's just say Jerry was with him. I'm not saying, I won't say how he was escorting him to the cab. Maybe it was on a luggage rack, maybe it wasn't. But Jerry, his back was hurting him so bad, he had to get into a cab on all fours. He couldn't sit.
That was the
And
one they did.
He closed the door, got in the cab, and they drove off. And it looked like Mark File, who was sitting in the front with Jerry in the back on all fours. And unfortunately, somebody yelled, "Roll the window down, let him hang his head out."
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was fun on Friday. I'm glad you caught some
day.
Of that. Bernstein McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer. Test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Ben Reiter of Sports Illustrated, the guy who wrote a book about the Astros. Very interested to find out what he's saying.
He's going to need to write another book about the Astros.
Yeah, did you see what happened over the weekend?
Yes.
They went back to stealing signs.
Oh, that's amazing.
They were literally taking signs away from people who were making fun of them.
Yes, they did.
You know, you're going to be made fun of now and forever. That's out there now.
You got to own it.
You can't unring this bell. You got to figure out a way to own it, and they keep just stepping at it. Midday Midway at 10:40. Vincent Goodwill is going to join us at 12:40. Talk a little NBA. We got all kinds of fun little sound treats for you today. And we're also got a request out there for a Cubs voice to get us a perspective on what's going on there. And hey, White Sox single game tickets are on sale.
Ooh, today?
Yeah, just a little thing.
Very good.
Of note, if you're interested in that. Every time I see a picture of Luis Robert, I say, oh my God, he's huge.
Yeah, it's like a daily thing during the show meeting. Dan just sees a picture of Luis Robert and he gets all kind of flustered.
Yeah, even though I bake in my knowledge that he is huge, every time I see him, he looks like a cartoon.
He's built as hell. That's what he is. He is just absolutely put together. It's incredible. I can't wait. The lineup tweets are back too, Dan. Have you noticed this over the weekend? Lineup tweets are back.
We have lineup
beat reporters
tweets.
In both Phoenix and Florida are taking pictures of lineups in calligraphy and tweeting them out to the mess.
And I went to a little we had a baseball knock the rust off kind of thing before his tryouts.
Just a hey, how's your father
over at Bradley Sports Center, and there were some high school teams working out with wood bats.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Like, once you walk in, you just hear cracking.
Crack of the bat,
the
pop of the leather.
Jugs machines, and you see the little kids and the older kids and the private lessons and pro coaches in there and their quarter zips and their dry fit and the kids with their long leggings on and baseball is baseballing. And then I stood out there. I was sitting behind the L screen doing flips.
Right.
The whole thing, sitting on the canister full of balls.
Yeah, the coach's seat.
Yep.
That's where one sits.
Yep.
And how did you feel afterward? Did you have to get put into a cab like Jerry Krause?
No, here's the thing. I was fine. I threw a little bit, not a lot. I mean, once you start actually throwing, I can't catch. So
just
throw into the mat in the back. And we went directly from there to Jackson Park to go play as many holes as we could before the sunset. We got in like 16 and a half before
it's good.
Hit a drive, like, no idea. Can't see it.
Couldn't see it.
Too dark, and we're kind of in Jackson Park, and it's dark. So probably, you know, just
time to go.
Yeah, time to go home at that point. And they didn't. They ran out of roller cart thingies. So
roller cart thingies.
You know, the bag roller.
Oh
thing.
Yeah. So there's got to be a better name for that.
I would say carrying your clubs. I had not self caddied for that many holes before in a long time.
So you got the hamstrings barking today. That's what you got.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing for an old man to hit a shot, pick up your clubs, walk to your ball, pick up your clubs, and do that for 4 hours.
I've always liked the self-caddying because it gives you a physical weight while you carry your self-hatred to the ball that you've obviously sliced into the woods. I mean, I like it. That's part of golf for me. But then that's 12 years Catholic school.
Or into an apartment building. The good thing about city courses is you can slice and hook your balls into all sorts of – and in that course, you can put it out on the streets because you got to cross the street two times.
Right.
There's cars everywhere, and you can hit the Museum of Science and Industry if you hit it hard. I've destroyed the U-505. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR, the score. We're here until 2.
Yeah.
In case you didn't mention.
We're doing the Lawrence Holmes Show today.
Today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be responsible for the Lawrence Holmes Show. So settle in. You know, hang out because this is...
Sit back, relax, and strap it down.
That's good advice.
That's what they say.
Yep. You can email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. If you want to send a text to the text zone that's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, save time, shop online at RosenHyundai.com. You send to 67011. And when you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Now, this is really important, too. Download the Radio.com app.
Oh, baseball's back. For most people. For some people, it wasn't back as much as they'd like it to have been back. But we're going to get into the problems with the launch of the Marquee Network in just a minute.
Everybody's saying about the push cart is what it's called.
A push cart.
But I pull it. I don't push it.
Maybe you're supposed to push it.
Am I supposed to push it?
You could push it.
I always pull it.
Pull cart? I feel like you push it. No, you pull it.
Are you sure it's a pull cart. Are you sure it's not called a golf bag rolly thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that, yeah. I think they changed the name of that centuries ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Push cart, pull cart. They were out of them, and I had to carry it anyway, and that takes a lot out of you. The app. You download the app, and then you can stream us, and see us. And it's just a way that you can be of the show and in the show and interact with the show when you download the Radio.com app. You can also video stream just at 670thescore.com. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. That's Jay Zawoski. We're going to bring him on a little bit, too, because this is NHL trade deadline day.
That's right.
At the end of our show today, there may be former Blackhawks, there may be new Blackhawks.
They're going to be short one Gustafson, I think.
Probably. A goaltender.
One of them.
Seem to be.
Definitely not both. You will need a goaltender going forward.
Well, we had another e-bug get in, though. Did you see that?
Yeah, maybe you just sign a 42. You're feeling spry after your round of golf? Maybe you can get it in there. Maybe you could... Save a couple of shots.
They've got their same e-bugs.
No, I know.
It's Scott Foster. It's Nick Holmes, and I don't know the third guy, but they've got plenty of goalies if they want. And these e-bugs are, you know, they're pretty good at what they do.
Historic.
It's a great thing in sports.
Of course it is.
The emergency backup goalie.
It's ridiculous.
It's like having a kicker who comes into a game, having just like a pitcher.
Yeah.
What are these magical things of a Zamboni driver or an accountant or whatever it is, just actually gets in and plays at the highest level of a sport.
It's rare that the last bit of arcane sport actually is entertaining in this day and age. You know what I mean? Baseball's taking away all of those things, and football's taking away all of those things, but hockey has this emergency backup goaltender that shouldn't exist but does, and it's a great, great story.
It's amazing. It's a cool thing, too, to think about that every night they go, they might get in.
Right.
And the e-bugs for the Hawks, their car is parked by the parking attendant.
And, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you get the whole treatment.
No, it's not the whole treatment.
Well, it's a pretty good treatment.
They throw you a couple little things here, make you feel like you matter, even though for that night you probably don't. But it would be a cool insider thing if the Hawks wanted to send their reporter with the e-bug as he arrives and says, "Are you getting in?" I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not. Where were we? We had the producers.
Yeah, you got to do the proppers.
I did the proppers. Uh-huh. We were talking about what you mentioned. What happened? The closest comp to the e-bug getting in a game was the Who concert when Keith Moon passed out. You know that story?
I heard of it, and they just pulled somebody off stage?
Yes.
Or from the stage?
Yes, for the audience.
Yeah.
Does anybody here know the drums?
I was at a concert where that happened. It was a real Big Fish concert, and they just pulled somebody up to come play trumpet. It was my buddy Scott.
And well, no one noticed the difference.
Nobody noticed, because it's a real Big Fish concert.
They're the same
Everybody's
song for an hour and a half.
Drugs.
Everybody's arguing now about the golf pull cart, saying a push cart has three wheels, a pull cart has two. Then it's a pull cart. And everyone says if you're pulling it, you're doing it wrong. Most people pull them. It requires more effort. Pushing the cart is easier on your body.
You'd be shocked to find either out way, was doing something yes, wrong.
Either way, they didn't have one, and I had to carry my bag over my shoulder for 4 hours.
God, how are you even here today after such an ordeal, Dan?
It's
goodness.
Miracle.
Hey. You'll be, God willing, you'll make to this age, too. You're how old? 32?
33, but God willing, I won't make it to your age.
We're all betting the under on that.
Yeah, the under.
Because you don't have gills. That's probably true.
Owned the under. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and McKnight, extended dance mix coming your way today all the way until 2 on Sports Radio 670, The Score. So on Saturday, I made sure I had to tune into 664 on DirecTV.
Yeah.
Because as you know, nothing is guaranteed because my DirecTV package was created so long ago, it's not even in their system. They don't know what package I have. They don't know what channels I get and why. It's almost completely randomized and they just charge me money and I pay it every month. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. So I think I might have the games. I might not. And the Marquee Network was there.
Did you have it on all day? Were
no,
you an all-day watcher?
I watched some of it. Here's the deal. For all of the criticism of either the rollout or the aesthetics of it, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yet.
It doesn't matter.
Yet.
No, I'm saying the quality, what you think of it,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter. They have the games, man.
Yeah.
They have the games.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
They could air a test pattern for every hour of the day up until their hour-long pregame show, and then after the hour-long postgame show ends, they could do that, and it wouldn't quite matter because they have those games. I was in Minneapolis over the weekend. I was hanging out with my brother and sister-in-law, so we didn't have the opportunity to watch all day long. We logged in via MLB.TV right around game time or something like that because that's when the streaming service MLB.TV starts bringing the games along. We watched. We noticed that the broadcast didn't have a pitch speed on it. Saw that there were a couple of different technical issues that cropped up. The on-field mics were somewhat cool and the dirt cam was something different. But at the end of the day, it's Len and JD and Mark Grace for a couple innings calling a ball game, and that sounded just right to everybody in the room. I mean, it felt like a spring training baseball game. It was fine, I guess.
But they're going to put on whatever they want, however they want, and that's where the games are.
Of course they are. But the accessibility issues are a problem right now. And it won't matter. The accessibility issues that exist now won't truly matter, in my opinion, until opening day, until that first broadcast is either interrupted by a lack of an agreement with some places or technical issues or Marquee's own technical issues, perhaps. Although I kind of think that, you know, as a baseball network, they have the people there that understand what to do with the product and how to broadcast it. If it's a matter of making sure this switch is flipped or this thing is plugged in, that's fine. I have a lot of trust that those professionals will understand and figure out how to make that broadcast work. But according to Phil Rosenthal, the Trib, he kind of catalogs some of the issues that were at hand here with the startup of a brand new sports network here in town and indeed across the country. Some RCN customers apparently had to wait an hour for the network to start. It was supposed to start at, I think it was 1 o'clock, and apparently they had to wait for another hour or so. Some AT&T DirecTV customers and some Charter Spectrum customers had to wait or don't have it enabled yet. I think that was kind of a range of issues across the board. MediaCom customers in Rock Island, he wrote, who were paying $5 a month for the Marquee Network, got it in standard and not high def. And then the Hulu Live thing wasn't working yet. And it sounds like that's going to happen on March 26th for opening day. So there
was some dispute as to whether or not that miscommunication was on the Cubs' end or on Hulu's end.
And I think that miscommunication or dispute could continue for another couple of days. I would feel bad for somebody if they were listening to the show last week or something where we were talking about how to do this and what Hulu was going to bring you and said, hey, yeah, just, you know, cancel whatever you got, finish paying out the rest of the month, but then start your Hulu up. You're going to have, you know, your game starting on Saturday, and then you don't have those things. Then you're paying $55 for two programs, two systems in 1 month here, and then you're still out of luck with a ball game or two.
It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They have the games. None of this stuff will be remembered 10 years from now. No. It's like, oh, yeah, there was that hour that I had to wait for spring training baseball. If you want the games, that's where you have to go, and they win. The other thing that matters, there is something else that is material here, and that is when it's fully online, when it is fully operational, are they going to spend the revenue on players? That's what matters, because that's how we were sold.
Yeah.
That's what we can't forget. We can, all this stuff, you know, whether you can see the pitch speed and all that, that's all going to be figured out. This is the equivalent of a soft launch. These games don't count.
No, of course not.
This is like a restaurant where the chef invites friends and family over,
right,
and says, hey, try everything, tell me what sucks.
Yeah.
And I haven't printed a menu yet. This really is a soft launch, and I think to hold them to the standards of a hard launch is probably a little bit unfair here, because nobody gives a crap. And eventually people will have it, and how long that takes will continue to be a story. But all that matters is, do they follow through, or is there an okey-doke here? Do they end up pocketing all the money after saying, yeah, get behind this, this is going to be great, and then we're going to be a big boy baseball club with all these revenue streams when this comes online and this comes online? And it's they've been saying, well, we haven't gotten this revenue yet, so don't think that we have this revenue yet. Once they start getting it, are they going to move the goalposts again and say, well, you know, we got to pay for all this infrastructure and there's so many associated costs with this?
Right.
Or are they immediately going to start cutting checks for players and paying a higher payroll?
Yeah, I tend to think, or it sounds like, there are some startup costs that need to be paid off here. Whether that takes the entire first season or whether that's more will be interesting. And you couple that with the potential of perhaps missing some regular season games, which probably won't happen, but is very much still on the table. That'll make some people angry. I like the idea of a soft lunch. I think that's exactly how it felt. This kind of like, ah, oh, here's what they should be glad, though, to take the restaurant analogy, that their chef is Len Casper, that their other chef is JD, right? I mean, that's the fact that you can rely on those two guys.
Or at least the maitre
d'. Yeah, that's true. The fact that you can rely on those two guys to bring you the product, to deliver that to you, is a very, that's, you got to feel pretty reliable in those two. Because that's a solid broadcast, a very capable broadcast, and one that you can hand maybe some technical issues, and you know that they're going to work their way through them.
Or you're not going to notice them. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That if that they're smooth enough and Len is enough of a pro, there's going to be glitches.
Of course there are.
In communication with the truck and in, you know, let's play this video coming out, or we're going to roll into this break, there's going to be that. But Len will, the way he does his job, you won't know it.
No. Not really.
You won't. If there are some problems or some miscommunications, they're good enough to cover for some of this as they work out the kinks.
I did notice a couple of things in spring training and about the broadcast that I didn't think I would think. Want to get to your thoughts on the launch of the Marquee Network as well. It's Bernstein and McKnight. We're here until 2:00, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're gone. Contreras absolutely mashes one way out of here, and the Cubs lead 1-0. Yikes.
Obliterated that baseball.
Whether you were able to see it or not, it occurred. And you want to get into philosophical arguments over whether or not it did or if it's faked like the moon landing because you weren't necessarily able to see it with your own eyes. It happened.
It happened. It was there. I saw Wilson go deep. It was a lot of fun. I think I'm with you in that any of the short-term issues that Marquis has faced, is facing, or will face will be forgotten and very quickly because we're in a day and age where people understand that it's not technically a la carte entertainment, but we're getting close to it. That's just the way the world works, that it costs the extra $2.75, whether that's to get your newspaper, whether that's to get the stuff that you thought used to be free, or whether that's to get your baseball. That's just kind of what it costs now. So no, like was texted in from, I think, the 847. And by the way, the text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. No, this is not similar to what happened with Sports Vision and the White Sox. People have absolutely recovered from that. That changed quickly. There aren't long-lasting scars and horrible, horrible thoughts left over from that period of Sox. It's just that doesn't exist anymore. We're past that.
See,
all of us past that.
I was the opposite because I was growing up, we were one of the last houses to have cable TV. We only had over-the-air antenna television for the longest time. We were, not that my parents were Luddites or anything, but we were one of the last homes to have a microwave oven when that was all the rage.
Really?
Oh, yeah, when that was a thing.
Because of the cancer? Or
I don't know.
Just because we didn't need one?
I knew other guys. I'm like, wait a second. What do you mean you can cook a hot dog in 20 seconds? Like, yeah, watch. And to me, it was magic. I would go to a friend's house and be like, what is this? Like, I couldn't understand how the microwave oven was working. It took years for us to get. And I'm thinking, well, wait a second. Maybe we'll get cable, and now we don't have to watch 18 baseball players on the field because of the double image. When you got WGN.
Wow, yeah.
Because WGN, everything was a double image.
Yeah.
It was two pitchers pitching to two batters with two baseballs, and your brain would just correct for it after
a
while.
Fine. Yeah.
And the WSNS and what was the WFLD were over the air UHF, and it was just really grainy. It wasn't double image, but it was just really staticky when it came in. And I go to my friend's house and they had cable. Like, oh, it's so clear. Look at this. I mean, obviously not high. We didn't know what high definition was, but it was just like, oh, you could see everything. And I was hoping that the Sox being on pay TV would mean,
fix those issues. Yeah.
Alas.
No, that's and I think those issues, whatever they were, have been fixed over time. I think people understand that baseball's a different product now and you have to pay for it differently too. You don't have to be happy about that, but that's how you get it. Can I tell you a couple of things I noticed watching spring training? And I'm going to feel this way too when I'm watching the White Sox this afternoon, when we're done with our show and watching that game. There were a couple things I noticed. I love about spring training that the dugout is filled with like 1,000 people. I love it. You look in there and it's like the start of the season and there's like 95 billion guys just all kind of milling around. And it reminded me of a story from the White Sox days, it's 2016, maybe 2017. And you know, there's on the list of guys that might get into the game, all the minor leaguers who are like available for this, there's guys that'll get into pinch run, or maybe you get a defensive replacement or something like that.
Number 76.3.
Exactly.
Yes.
And there's a story that goes back, and it's Sebi Zavala, former White Sox
catcher.
White Sox catching prospect. And he's on the list that day, right? So apparently he's trailing Ricky Renteria just like at his hip.
Put me in.
All day long. All game. Well, everybody else is, you know, they've come. The pitchers are all kind of sobering up from last night's whatever. But Sebi is right there next to the manager. He just wants to get into pinch run. Just please put me in. And it's like the second or third inning. And Ricky's turning around and running into Sebi. And it's like, God, just get this over with. I don't want to do this anymore. So finally, you know, get to like the seventh or eighth or something like that.
Can I play?
There's a pinch run opportunity. And here it is. And apparently, you know, he turns around and he's looking. He's nowhere to be found. He can't find him. Sebi's getting the hat to go hit. He's like, no, no, buddy, you're running. Get in there. You're running. And that's it for the day. So he takes off, steals a bag. I mean, these kind of things, that's what happens when there's 1,000 people in the dugout all waiting to get into this game. And it'll go away because all these guys get sent down to minor league ball at some point and they get put into different parts of camps. But I love this part of spring training where there's just, it's just a, all sorts of calamitous energy and effort and stuff.
Yeah. Do they have, pitchers run the warning track foul pole to foul pole during games still?
Less so. We saw that when we went to Talking Stick during Scorehouse last year. We were looking up and there's Courtney Hawkins mm-hmm. in the outfield for the Reds or something. Mm-hmm. And some dude's running the foul pole back and forth. I almost always run into a guy that I'm going to have to watch for a week or two, and everyone else is going to tell me you are insane for looking. I find it really difficult to quit Rex Brothers, who's gotten another non-roster invite for the Cubs. Left-handed reliever, worked for the Rockies, had two really good seasons, then fell off a cliff. But, you find that guy.
That sounds like made-up baseball
and
guy.
If he puts it together.
That sounds like a guy the Cardinals call up who has like a 350 on-base percentage.
Right.
Like,
he's pasted together with parts of lesser minor leaguers to make some sort of full baseball player. I think all of that stuff, I bring all that stuff up to just tell you that with all of these issues about getting the sport together and all the issues the sport is going through, and we're going to talk with Ben Ryder about it on the other side of a break here with the Astros cheating scandal and stuff, I'm glad that the sport can be offered to you and that those narratives and stuff can still exist without being so upset about the way you're getting it or the product you're getting. I think you can keep both of those things, all those things in mind while you still enjoy the game. That's going to be my effort during spring.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the other reminder that I get, and you tend to romanticize these, all of the minor leaguers and camp and everything, but let's not forget that for the most part, minor league baseball, relative to the major league teams, in its individual markets, it could be very important. It could be a social gathering place. It could be every market has a different relationship with its affiliated minor league team or unaffiliated. But for the most part, it's all a developmental system. Most of these players are fodder.
Yeah.
What percentage? I mean, you know the actual numbers, but all of that system exists to develop the handful of players who might matter to your major league team, who might matter in the tiniest bit. Everything else and all those other dreams, all of these players who are involved from the youngest ages or are plucked out of or trafficked out of Cuba or rescued out of Venezuela, and these kids who are chasing their dreams, almost all of them are going to fail. Because that's how the system is set up. They're not really there to succeed. The reason why the guy's got the number in the 70s is an overaged prospect who's going to be back down at high A. And they all end up being drummed out.
And all of them, yeah, right. Thanks, Dan. And all of them should be paid more than they're getting paid.
And they will be. The Cubs are upping the money a little bit.
And those raises are good. They're good things to do. It should be more than that. But I'll tell you this, too. When it comes to all of those different players in camp, what we're learning about how teams develop players and what sorts of things can be done and measured and then tweaked to improve their performance, having that number of players in there and those numbers of chances to change the way you alter a prospect's look at a thing.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
All of those spins of the wheel matters on the other side, right? Now the Cubs development system or the Sox development system gets another 10 chances to try and tweak this type of shortstop's step to the dish, or you get a chance to change an arm angle or whatever it is.
It changes drafting too, because you're not necessarily saying, oh, it's just a good ball player. You're drafting traits,
right?
At this point you're saying, okay, I see one pitch from this kid. What are his numbers? Well, his numbers don't reflect the way we intend to use him. It's just a matter of drafting for traits.
Yeah. And I think if that, maybe that doesn't change the overall hit rate on a first round pick in Major League Baseball, but maybe it does change the overall ability to get prospects to matter some. And maybe instead of looking at the St. Louis Cardinals and just saying, oh, well, that's a deal with the devil that they struck many, many years ago, that they just kind of generate to win players out of the ether. Instead of doing that, more teams are able to succeed in bringing these players from nowhere to mattering just a little bit.
It's a very specific deal with the devil. Right. I mean, I understand when we talk about that, the famous example is guitar legend Robert Johnson,
right,
who supposedly sold his soul at a crossroads,
right,
to be able to play blues guitar in a certain way.
Yeah. Devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal, that kind of
but
thing.
I'm thinking, like, what's the negotiation with the devil about ability to develop two-win play?
You can have anything you want. Tell me, what does your heart desire? Right. Just give me your soul.
Right. Appears in a
middle infielder who hits 250 and gets on base 330. That's it, right?
No, all we want to do, Satan, just you can have my soul. We just want to make sure that our replacement level player is consistently better than our opponent's replacement level player. And he's like, he puts his reading glasses on. He starts taking notes. All right, hold on a second. What? Who with the what now? Can't you just play guitar? No,
no,
no. We need to develop replacement level major league players.
Don't want any of that. Thank you.
Speaking
of tortured development, the Bulls were on last night. And while it was so much fun to watch Coby White, we've got some issues going back and forth. Programming change. Ben Ryder's going to move to 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to him an hour later. We're on until 2, filling in for the Lawrence Holmes show. But we will talk about the Bulls, their newly let off the chain rookie, and all the issues with the timeouts and Zach LaVine. We got some sound from both of these guys that you will not want to miss. It's Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.